The state is out with a draft plan to protect cultural resources along the Denali Highway. The plan is aimed at ensuring artifacts like spear points, fire pits, and other evidence of ancient cultures which used the area aren't destroyed by recreational use or resource development. State archaeologist Richard Vanderhoek says the Tangle Lakes area on the east end of the Denali Highway has a long history of habitation.
Over 500 archaeological sites that show that people over 10,000 years ago were intensively using this area. What started the research back in the 60s and 70s was this high concentration of sites around the Tango Lakes.
Vanderhoek says there is also archaeological evidence in the area from 4,000 years ago and more recent times. The Tangle Lakes Archaeological District encompasses the best known hotspots, but a lot remains undiscovered. Current uses of the broader area include hunting, off-roading, and other recreation, as well as placer mining and mineral exploration. Vanderhoek says the area's thin soils provide minimal protection for cultural resources, especially on high points where ancient hunters likely surveyed the landscape for caribou or other game.
And so wind and water and human foot traffic and off-highway vehicle use will take and erode the soils off the top. So what archaeological materials are there end up just laying on the glacial gravels on top of these exposed knobs.
Vanderhoek says the Cultural Resource Management Plan brings together what's at risk and the strategies and regulations used to protect it, but does not propose anything new. He says many agency people don't know much about archaeology and how to deal with it, and the plan is designed to answer their questions. The draft plan is out for public comment through September 8th.